What does it mean to be a disciple? Hi, I'm Jordan Sullivan, the minister of music here at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and we're in a series looking at how we can be committed disciples of Jesus Christ by following His Great Commission together as a church family. Our prayer is that in this season you will find greater communion with God, greater community with your fellow disciples, and greater commitment to Jesus' Great Commission. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 62 of A Disciple of Christ, a season of commitment. Our devotion is titled today, Two Kingdom Parables. Maxie Dunham once wrote, "Tell me a story, Daddy." That's a recurring request in families. Much of the life and history and tradition of families is passed on by stories. Much of the learning that takes place in people takes place through storytelling. No tradition is richer with stories than the Jewish tradition of which Jesus was a part. And Jesus, following in the line of rabbis, was a master storyteller. Our text for today is from Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 through 33. "He put another parable before them, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is larger than all the garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests in its branches.' He told them another parable. 'The kingdom of heaven is like leaven that a woman took and hid in 3 measures of flour till it was all leavened.'" Matthew chapter 13 contains 8 main parables about the kingdom of heaven. All of these start with the phrase, "The kingdom of heaven is like." What actually is the kingdom of heaven that Jesus is describing by the use of parables? The kingdom of heaven is a central biblical concept of Matthew's gospel. It appears that Matthew uses this phrase synonymously with the kingdom of God. Both phrases signify God's rule and reign over all creation and in the hearts of His children. There's also a future significance to the kingdom of heaven, as it represents the eternal state of righteousness, love, and peace, where God's will is done in heaven as it has been done on earth. Matthew uses these phrases to encourage Christians to live righteously, in anticipation of the full manifestation of God's past, present, and future reign. Because it is difficult to describe, Jesus turns to parables to help us understand this incredible concept. R.C. Sproul notes, "I would have expected Jesus to compare the kingdom to grand and glorious things. He might have said, 'The kingdom of heaven is like a mighty mountain range in its strength.' Or, 'The kingdom of heaven is like the ocean in its width and depth.' Instead, he chose to compare it unexpectedly to ordinary things. The 2 short parables in this chapter are both cases in point. Jesus compared the kingdom to mustard seeds and leaven. At first glance, these seem very odd choices for comparison to the kingdom of God, but with some reflection, we can see the genius behind the comparisons. In Matthew 13, 31 and 32, Jesus used a mustard seed to describe the kingdom of heaven because it starts incredibly small and seemingly insignificant, but grows into something powerful and extensive. What started so small grows into a shelter for birds and people. Again, Sproul provides clarity by describing Jesus' use of a mustard seed. We can put seeds into three categories: seeds that are small, seeds that are smaller, and seeds that are smallest. The mustard seed belongs in the third category, in the category of the superlative degree of smallness. It is certainly one of the smallest of all seeds, even if it is not the smallest. But Jesus referred to it as the smallest because he was employing the literary device known as hyperbole, the intentional use of exaggeration to make a point. He did this frequently throughout his ministry. Jesus was telling his listeners that the kingdom he had come to announce and inaugurate was very small at the moment. Jesus and his disciples comprised the entire citizenry. Compared to the other religions and cults in the Roman Empire at that time, the kingdom of heaven appeared insignificant. It was so small, it was nearly invisible. That was his point in comparing the kingdom to a mustard seed. Jesus follows the mustard seed illustration with a story about leaven in verse 33. Like the mustard seed, leaven begins small and unnoticed in the dough. Leaven works its way through the dough, spreading and permeating everything around it. Since leaven is what makes the dough rise, it will be fully noticeable as the bread is made. Like a tiny bit of yeast in a large amount of flour, God's kingdom humbly grows to influence everything around it. Jesus' reign on earth began in the small, obscure town of Bethlehem, but it will become a refuge for every saved child of God. Amazing that Jesus was born in a place that means house of bread, because he came to be the bread of life. Don't ever underestimate the power of Jesus' humble beginnings, because the impact of his reign will be forever. Some questions to consider. How do parables help you understand difficult concepts in Scripture? How does the mustard seed teach you about God's kingdom? And finally, in what ways does leaven show you the impact of God's rule? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.